Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 83, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 68. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 87. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach's office has announced that they have recovered more than $42,000 after investigations of a potential Medicaid fraud cases across the state. WIBW reported in a statement from Jackie Williams, the first assistant attorney general for Kobach's office. She said, quote, our top priority is the protection of crime against one of the most vulnerable groups of our population, the elderly and disabled. These prosecutions should put Medicaid fraudsters on alert. If you hurt Kansas's most vulnerable, we will prosecute. In the investigation, six individuals have been prosecuted for the false claims to the program, including Michelle Keisha Taylor, who's been ordered to pay more than $12,000, Marquita Francine Standard paying more than $4,000, Michia Robertson paying more than $18,000, Cortland Edward Allen paying almost $4,000, Kevin Matney paying $4,200, and Kiera Drennan being ordered to spend 12 months in jail. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It starts with you. You reach out to KATE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KATE News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Residents of the state of Kansas will have the opportunity to do a virtual Zoom audition for ABC's American Idol across the state of Kansas next Wednesday, August 9th. KATE News reports the auditions for American Idol are part of Idol Across America, a virtual nationwide search for the next star as they look for auditions in all 50 states across the nation. The deadline to register for the auditions was by Wednesday, August 2nd. But for more information, you can go online to AmericanIdol.com/auditions and find the Idol Across America, where they have additional details, locations, and full eligibility requirements, along with submission forms, terms, and conditions. In other news, the U.S. Marshal's Office has reported the arrest of a semi-driver who stole a pickup truck after a deadly crash back in October of 2019. KWCH News reports that 26-year-old Paolo Ivan Garcia was arrested in Douglas County, Georgia, in the accident that led to a 57-year-old man and his 81-year-old father that died in the accident. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the launching of the fall school semester here shortly across the state, Governor Jim Pillen says that he's excited about the new funding formula that the state legislature worked on throughout the session this year to better fund public education.
One thing we all agree on, our kids are our future, and we're never, ever going to give up on kids. We worked very, very hard to do a couple things. One is to have a budget, a fiscally conservative budget for the state with the highest focus on education. So this budget, this $1 billion and then $250 million thereafter will stand the test of time.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Some teachers, however, say they are concerned at going into the new school year.
So if we are putting lids on spending and we're really not increasing the revenue, we're just shifting the revenue, then we need to be honest about that.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their July meeting approved homeschool students meeting state requirements may participate in district sports and activities. An eligibility form is on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website, and participants must live within district boundaries. The unanimous vote by Marysville School Board follows state legislation allowing extracurricular participation. First day of school at Marysville is August 17th. Enrollment fees were set at $100 for pre-K, $75 K through 6, and $115 for junior and senior high students. Following closure of the Wetmore School, USD 113 Prairie Hills District is working with Nemahal Central USD 115 in Seneca and is expected to cooperate with the Vermilion and Jackson Heights districts on land transfers that would allow students alternate district options. The Fawn Creek Bridge project near the Valley Heights High School between Blue Rapids and Waterville will be reduced to one-lane traffic as early as August 7th as bridge reconstruction work begins. Traffic signals at the site may delay travel briefly, with work to continue through September next year. City of Seneca is considering regulations as to placement of propane storage tanks within the community. City Council has asked the Planning Commission to review a proposed ordinance that could include underground burial of residential propane tanks. The committee is to hold a public hearing on the matter August 14th at 7 p.m. at Seneca City Hall. A free traditional hunter's education course will be offered in Belleville August 11th and 12th. With classes Friday evening, 5 until 9, and then Saturday beginning at 8 a.m. at the Central Christian Church in Belleville. Participants must be at least 11 years old and should text the name and date of birth to Don Grove at 785-541-0061. That's 785-541-0061. Your news on your time, the KNDY podcast of our morning and midday. News blocks are available on our website at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page. Local news three times daily in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news blocks on KNDY.
Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a bridge replacement project on U.S. Highway 77 between Blue Rapids and Waterville beginning Monday morning, August 7th. Temporary traffic signals will direct traffic while the bridge is being replaced one half at a time. Work zone speeds will be reduced to 40 miles an hour while there will be a 10-foot width restriction over the bridge. Drivers should expect delays for up to 15 minutes. Work will occur Monday through Friday during daylight hours, with the project expected to be completed in 2024. Again, Kansas Department of Transportation will begin bridge replacement on the Fawn Creek Bridge on Highway 77 between Blue Rapids and Waterville Monday morning, August 7th. There will be a reduced speed zone as well as a 10-foot width restriction over the bridge. Drivers should expect 15-minute delays while this project is expected to be completed September of 2024.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
On these hot summer days, you need to make sure you are staying hydrated. And what better place to get hydrated than Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro? We are so excited that it's finally summer and are even more thrilled to serve you as your favorite restaurant. We are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our new extended hours will accommodate your busy summer schedule. Stop by 720 Broadway to try our green tea lemonade with mango boba or one of our daily lunch specials. Want to order ahead? Call 562-3354.
At RX Drugstore, the staff at your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to support the Marysville and area communities. This is where they choose to live and work. It is important for them to get to know you, their customer, as they provide prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services to meet your health care needs. They take pride in offering fast and friendly hometown service. RX Drugstore would like to thank you for keeping it local and appreciate your business. Stop in and see them in downtown Marysville today.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous Bulldogs. Lots of games going on, lots of savings, candles, jewelry, other items haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
South Hill Pottery invites everyone to Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Stop in, say hi, and grab your handmade ornaments and magnets just for this special occasion. Each one individual and just as stunning as the next. Shop South Hill Pottery while you're downtown Friday night at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in Marysville.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, Essential Massage by Levi Packett, and Bee's Beauty Bar. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout the region today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. More scattered showers possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some showers possible throughout Saturday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain showers still possible on Sunday, staying sunny and cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers clear up early Sunday night, then clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for the area this time early August, 91 degrees. Record high on this date, 111. Average low temperature this time of year, 69 degrees, while the record low on this date was 50. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30, while sunset this evening will be at 8:38.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When big vehicles turn right, they may swing out wide to make the turn. Let's not learn the lesson the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's see what I wait.
Sponsored by the Kansas Motor Carriers Association and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station. KNDY.
One of Sky Watcher's favorite summertime shows is on this month. We will point out the highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Former NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon has a birthday, and 44th U.S. President Barack Obama turns 62 today. Point your eyes to the skies this month, and you'll see planet Mercury lingering just above the horizon in the western evening twilight at magnitude zero. Mars, which is 6 times fainter, hovers above it. Nearing month's end, Saturn reaches opposition on the 27th at its brightest and brightest of the year. An August-famous meteor shower, the Perseids, arrives mid-month. Look to the sky after midnight on the 11th and 12th for the Meteor A Minute show. The moon won't interfere, making for excellent viewing conditions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find all of the month's moon phases at almanac.com.
Gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we gear up for college football season, basketball players are already gearing up for their season coming up in the fall as well, as the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team is also working on locking in their staff for the 2023-24 season. As KSNT News reported earlier this week, the Wildcats did add on Franklin Miskelly, as he has joined for the director of video and analytics for the team after spending 2 years at Mississippi State as a graduate assistant. During the announcement, head coach Jerome Tang released a statement saying, quote, "We are excited to welcome Franklin and his wife Mackenzie to the Kansas State family. We love his energy and enthusiasm and believe he will continue to grow our video and analytic operations. He comes highly recommended by Coach Ben Holland and Coach Chris Jans and his staff at Mississippi State." Franklin joins the team and fills the role of Anthony Winchester, who was promoted earlier in June of this year. Game number one for the Wildcats kickoff this season starting on November 6th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August. Cool off in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino. Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The Kansas City Royals continue to work through their struggling baseball season of 2023, but say that they are planning to announce the new location of their new baseball stadium in late September. As KWCH News reports that according to the team, it will be taking place in one of two different locations either the new ballpark district across the river in North Kansas City or at a spot in East Village in the downtown Kansas City area. The current Kauffman Stadium was built back in 1973 and is set in Jackson County. But according to David Slater, the executive director of the Clay County Economic Development Council, they say they are looking at numerous different factors, including the economic impact that the Kansas City area and downtown Kansas City area would have, and say they've been looking at details from both potential sites. They say once the site is actually picked, they can start designing and building the actual site, as the Royals' current lease with the Kauffman Stadium isn't up for another 8 years, and say the project for building a brand new stadium will take roughly 3 years to complete. They also say the project will cost up to $2 billion, with roughly $1 billion of it coming from private funding. Mid-America Network Sports.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Once again, it's time to celebrate. Sneak some zucchini on your neighbor's front porch night. August 8th, National Zucchini Day, inspired Pennsylvania gardeners Tom and Ruth Roy to encourage gardeners to share their excess zucchini with neighbors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. If you've grown zucchini, you know it can create an abundance of fruit. Harvesting when the fruit is 6 to 8 inches long gives the best flavor and keeps the plants producing. So after you've enjoyed those first dozen or so zucchini on relish trays, stir-fried, or in baked goods, you may be looking for ways to share the harvest. After friends and family refuse your offering of this tasty veggie, you may decide to join the fun and leave a few zucchinis on your neighbor's front porch. Include a few recipes to maintain the friendship. Or better yet, take your surplus vegetables, zucchini and all, to a nearby food pantry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Not all of us can live in a normal place. While most of the nation lives in cities that aren't far from average, there is the occasional town that is unusual, different, strange, weird, and the name of their town says as much. They go to a place that proclaims the odds are with you. On this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the years immediately following the Civil War, Donna Gillickson says the people who settled here were a mix of both sides.
A lot of people from the east and the north came here in this area and settled, and a lot of the ex-Southern patriots came back here.
In 1868, the settlement had grown to the point that the town was platted and an official name needed to be given for the place.
They had written to the United States Postal Service in Washington, D.C., and they had asked if they could use the name Excelsior.
But there was already in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, so the Postal Service turned them down. It was back to the drawing board.
So they submitted three other names, and they said, if those are already taken, we give you permission to think of a name for us, but just something kind of peculiar.
The three new names they had submitted were also already in use. As Gillickson says, the Postal Service was allowed to choose a name that was peculiar.
I think it was interesting they used that word peculiar because they could have said, oh, something that's just unusual. And it could have ended up being Unusual Missouri, but they said peculiar.
And because they didn't say unusual, different, out of the ordinary, strange, weird, but specifically peculiar, that's what they got.
So the head of the post office there said, tongue-in-cheek probably, since you just want a peculiar name, why not use peculiar? And so that's what he assigned them.
Today, the people of the town take pride in being a little different in our nation. In fact, the slogan that welcomes visitors reads, Peculiar, where the odds are with you. Driving the countryside in Peculiar, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Seneca Realty will conduct a real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate. This chouse on 2-plus acres at 1786 E Road at Baileyville will be sold at auction Saturday, August 5th, beginning at 10:30. The lot is just over 2 acres, and the property includes a 70-by-80-foot chouse shop building built in 2017, 2-by-10-foot exterior walls, 5 air conditioner units, all underground utilities with rural water, 1,000-gallon propane tank. The shop area includes nearly 3,800 square feet of working area, and this also includes a 50-by-70-foot machine shed, all metal, partially cemented with 200-amp electric boxes. This real estate auction for the Thomas Bones Cook Estate Saturday begins at 10:30 on-site at 1786 E Road at Baileyville. For inspection, contact Dale Wilhelm or Mike Kuckelman. Sale conducted by Seneca Realty. For details, go online to senecarealty.net.
The varroa mite attacks honeybees and can destroy entire colonies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Examine your hives throughout the season to save your bees as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is a very serious pest of honeybees. All hives have varroa mites. It's just a matter of how many, because if left to get out of control, they will kill the hive. You have to monitor the hives from time to time to determine if treatment is needed. Greg Hunt is a honeybee specialist at Purdue University. He says the best way to estimate the level of varroa mite infestation is by putting a sticky board at the bottom of the hive.
As mites are naturally falling off of the bees by accident or because of the bees' grooming, they'll fall on the sticky board and you can count them. But you need to have a screen over it. Otherwise, the bees will go down and they'll remove the mites from the sticky board. You put the sticky board in your hive for a day or two and you see how many mites fall in a day or two.
Hunt says the rule of thumb is if you count 50 or more mites on the sticky board in one day, you'll need to treat the hive. Another testing method involves putting about 300 bees into a glass jar with a mesh lid. Sprinkle a few tablespoons of powdered sugar through the lid and let the jar sit for a few minutes to allow the bees to become covered with the sugar. Shake the sugar out of the jar onto a clean white surface. The mites will be dislodged and fall out. Hunt says if you count 5 mites per 100 bees using this method, you'll need to treat the hive. Be sure to check your hive several times because the mite population tends to rise as the season goes on.
You need to have healthy bees going into the winter because those bees need to live all winter long to become nurse bees and raise brood in the spring.
Learn more about testing for varroa mites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Flies when you're a parent. It feels like just yesterday I was tying my kids' shoes, and now they're eager to exercise their independence and try things on their own. It's bittersweet to think that one day they won't need my help anymore. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. As life goes on, your responsibilities change. Your long-held role as a provider or a caregiver to your children will evolve and it will change. In these moments, it's important to adjust your financial strategy to match your new reality. take time to process your emotions and reevaluate your financial goals. Seek guidance and support from trusted family and friends. And know that there are also financial professionals who can help you achieve a sense of clarity during this transitional phase. Even though your roles and responsibilities may shift, your purpose is often bigger than you realize. Embrace this new chapter with hope and positivity, and you'll find fulfillment by making the most of what God has given you.
Family Fair knows the Purple Heart Medal is issued to military service personnel who were injured or lost their lives on the battlefield. These brave men and women deserve our gratitude for the sacrifices they made for America. From your friends at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
The popularity of the Tractor Supply Company, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The Tractor Supply Company was founded as a catalog mail order seller of tractor parts in 1938. The first retail store opened the following year in Minot, North Dakota. Today, the company has more than 2,100 stores in 49 states. Tractor Supply has been a star performer in the retail business world, and Executive Vice President John Orta says it's because they take it personal.
We're a needs-based business. The products we have our customers use to feed their animals, they live off the land. We're a one-stop shop for that out here lifestyle. Our teams are great. We have the coolest customers. I mean, our customers are awesome, and we love them. So cool customers, great team. What else is there to love? Our team members live this lifestyle, and they know our customers inside and out. And a lot of times, you know, in these small communities that we're in, these rural communities, they all know each other. So it makes for a win-win situation, and that makes our customers loyal to this brand.
Orta says Tractor Supply is also known for its philanthropic programs.
We're passionate about giving back. Last year, we gave out more than $15 million to agriculture, pets, animals, community, and veterans. We support and work together with 4-H and FFA. The kids in these programs are the future of rural America. It's a privilege for us to contribute to their educational program.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no route requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news for Friday, August the 4th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the MidAmerica Ag Network. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging farmers and ranchers to take advantage of the August recess to advocate for ag. Here's Michael Clemens.
Lawmakers from the House and Senate are on the annual August recess and back in their respective districts and states. Tom Donnelly, American Farm Bureau Federation Director of Grassroots Program Development, says lawmakers will spend that time hearing from voters.
So it's a great time for farmers and ranchers to meet with and communicate with lawmakers. This year is especially important since Congress is working to reauthorize the Farm Bill. And we've been encouraging our members and all farmers and ranchers to make sure that they take advantage of the August recess and discuss the merits of the Farm Bill.
He says there are several ways to do so.
If you don't know who your lawmaker is, you can easily go to fb.org/lookup. Enter your street address and your zip code, and that will show you who your lawmakers are. Make sure you sign up for a Lawmakers e-newsletter. That way you'll be informed when they're back in town, and you can even sign up for a town hall meeting and visit a county fair when they're there. And you can always schedule a meeting with lawmakers and staff. Also, don't forget, offer the opportunity to visit your farm or ranch.
Donnelly says forming a relationship with lawmakers can set farmers or ranchers up to be a resource for those elected officials well into the future.
And when they get active, when they engage on a legislative or regulatory issue, their voices are heard. That's the importance of grassroots advocacy. To get out there, meet with your lawmakers, tell them what's going on in your town, in your district, in your county, at your farm, at your ranch, and make sure that they hear the agriculture voice.
Visit fb.org/advocacy to learn more. Michael Clements, Washington.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how...
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
For blue-green algae in your animal's drinking water. Its bacterial toxin can be fatal if ingested. Here's what to look for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Nobody likes to see scum in their livestock drinking water, but if it's blue-green algae, it can be deadly. When blue-green algae blooms, it creates a toxin that can affect the liver or nervous system in animals that drink the water. It's troublesome in ponds, stock tanks, and other still bodies of water. Steve Ensley is a veterinary toxicologist at Kansas State University. He says, technically, it's not algae, but a bacterium called cyanobacteria that thrives on abundant nutrients in the water, such as phosphorus and nitrogen. It looks like blue, green, or even orange paint spilled in the water.
The bloom likes to grow a couple inches below the surface down to a couple feet below the surface. And so when you look at the water, it doesn't look like moss or duckweed or vegetation. You know, it looks like there's something in the water that's not right.
There's not much you can do other than let it run its course. It takes about 2 weeks from bloom till the toxin is gone. In the meantime, Ensley recommends keeping animals away from the water until it's confirmed safe. If there is no other water source you can use, fence off the part of the pond that poses the most risk.
One thing that can happen is the wind will concentrate the bacteria and the toxins on the downwind side of the surface water. So if you can't get them off of there, there's any way you can fence that off or keep them away from that end of the pond. That's also helpful.
Blue-green algae thrives in temperatures at 75 degrees or higher, so there is a risk until the weather cools off. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about blue-green algae at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Well, how's it going on this Friday?
Yeah, happy Friday. Good afternoon. A lot of green on the screen here today in the ag space. Farmers not looking at wheat and meal. Looking at the corn, let's lead off there. September up a penny at 4.81.5. December corn higher by 1.25, 4.94.75. September bean meal down $6.30 a ton at 4.20.80. In the bean, timber contracts up 3.5, 13.85.25. November soybeans up 7.25 at 13.32.75. Moving along into the bean oil, it's up $1.33 today at 65.37. Wheat markets, Chicago's higher here today. September up 4.25, 6.31.25. September Casey wheat down 12, 7.55.5. East Casey wheat down 12 as well at 7.70. Spring wheat, September contracts down 6.5 at 8.27. In the cattle, we're up $2 on the August live cattle here at 180.50. It's option expiration day. Don't forget, delivery starts after Monday's close. October live cattle up $1.50, 182.80. Feeder cattle, August, up $1.72, 249.67. Pet feeders, 210 higher, 253.75. In the pigs, August is down a nickel, 100.95. Ox are up $1.10, 83.15. Looking at crude oil here, I lost my crude oil. Let's go to the equities first. S&P's up 26 points, 45.48 is where that is. And looking at the Dow Jones, up 217, 35,529. For more information on these markets, then you got to know, call Pluto, 877-87-PLUTO. Have a great week.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with
fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast-talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty, though.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Conservation has been a part of the Farm Bill for a multitude of years. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift mentions a few key scenarios that helped get programs established for producers.
Conservation policy goes back to the development of early farm bills during the Great Depression, when farmers on the Great Plains literally shared dust with legislators in Washington, D.C., and the visibility of that dust helped get this legislation passed and led to the creation of the NRCS as well as other institutions.
She discusses when the Farm Bill started incorporating conservation programs to encourage producers to be more environmentally conscious of their practices.
Part of the 1985 Farm Bill. And to put it in context, sort of in the 60s and 70s, you had a growing environmental movement in the U.S. You had things like the Endangered Species Act protected, passed during the Nixon administration in the 1970s. So there was broad public support for protecting the environment. This is part of the reason that got put in the Farm Bill. But the basic idea is there needs to be some minimum standard for environmental impact for eligibility for safety net payments. So some of those, you know, payments that get paid out when yields or prices are lower, that a farmer can't just go farm a wetland or plow up native sod and still be eligible. So there's some rules there for what you need to do to be eligible. There's also something called highly erodible land. And this, you have to make sure you're taking care of it. It has to be certified by USDA before you can have eligibility for some of those other payments. But if you don't want to be involved, you just do what you want. It's private land, but then you lose eligibility for some payments.
If talks about how programs have undergone changes and how much of the Farm Bill is designated to environmental programs.
So these programs are relatively newer, at least in their current form, but that's where a lot of the growth is in Farm Bill spending on conservation. Today, spending on these programs is larger than the Conservation Reserve Program. In fact, some programs like EQIP, that pays for individual practices, some Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, that takes a farm-level approach. But a lot of year, I think maybe nearly all years, there's more applications to this program than there are funds available. So it is quite popular. I think one of the reasons is because the practices that are sponsored tend to be win-win. There's some environmental benefit that justifies the public investment, but farms also benefit. You think of something like improving grazing management. These conservation programs are a growing part of the Farm Bill, and they have broad support well beyond agriculture. There's a lot of groups that are concerned about the environment. Conservation programs are about 4% of the total Farm Bill, but if you take out nutrition programs, they're 25% of all Farm Bill spending.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift with information about the percentage of the Farm Bill that has contributed to conservation programs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
just want to have fun, annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
The Trendiest Boutique has just moved to Marysville. Stop by MSC Boutique on Broadway during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Cute, comfortable, and affordable options. Grab graphic tees for $19.99 and buy one, get one free women's shorts. Big city style with small town service. Your newest boutique in downtown Marysville with all the groovy trends and stylish go-tos at MSC Boutique.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out Friday evening. Shop until you drop from 4 until 8 p.m. with rope-a-deal giveaways, Hallmark bounce-back coupons, and more deals throughout the store. Settle the dust with a cowgirl menu of barbecue pulled pork and more. Finish off with a glass of their house-made wine spritzer and non-alcoholic drinks, too. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Grab your girls and stop by Pony Express Tanning and Trading Friday night during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun and shop 20% off the entire store. Pick up 20 tans for $90. And for Friday evening only, when you book a nail appointment, receive 20% off. That's 20% off every nail appointment booked during Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday evening. Tans, nails, and more. That's Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company on Broadway in Marysville.
Have you heard that there's a new place to grab a snack in Marysville?
Really?
You bet. Marylicious Snacks and More just opened at 814 Broadway. They have great breakfast options, including breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy. Plus, they have quick Mexican lunch options, as well as lots of snacks available all day.
Snacks? I like snacks. What do they have?
They have ice cream with toppings, as well as milkshakes and snow cones. Plus, they will have acai bowls and crepes available.
I'm in. When are they open?
They are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, and also Thursday through Saturday. They are closed on Wednesdays.
Let's go try them now. My treat. Where are they again?
Marylicious Snacks and More, 814 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hey, it's Lori and Lori here at the Wagon Wheel. Can't wait to see everyone downtown for the Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun event. Come in and see us with your bingo card to receive 20% off any food item and get your box checked. Our specialty drink for the evening will be the Dolly. See you all, Disco Cowgirls, soon.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.